USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in Central California, thick brown smoke blankets the sky. A blood-red sun peers through the haze, and ash from hundreds of wildfires sprinkles down like snowflakes. Nearly 14,000 firefighters are battling 24 major fires and lightning complexes. KPIX TV reporter Don Ford is near one of them.
The fire is more than a mile from the nearest paved road, burning through dense trees and rough terrain, very hard to reach. Firefighters are unleashing an arsenal of aircraft on it. Helicopters, MD-80 jet tankers, and then this.
We have two super scoopers, the water scoopers from Canada, coming in.
Highly specialized turbine aircraft that land on the water, scooping up more than 1,500 gallons in a matter of seconds.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Bad news for the Gulf region. Two tropical weather systems are moving towards the Gulf Coast. USA's Kenneth Burns reports on how one Texas city is preparing.
Houston officials are planning ahead of Tropical Storm Laura and Depression 14, which could become Tropical Storm Marco by Sunday. They're urging residents to be prepared now. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says first responders will be ready to perform water rescues, if any. He also says they've kept the COVID-19 pandemic in mind.
We still will be intending to take do the COVID checks and to spread people out. And so, again, this is one of the times where you may have to be encouraged to shelter in place or shelter with family or friends or neighbors if it is needed.
It has been more than 60 years since two tropical strength storms have been in the Gulf at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Despite the pandemic on the rise, home sales are up. USA's John Hunt has details.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
On Friday, President Trump said one final goodbye to his younger brother. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
A funeral was held at the White House for President Trump's younger brother, Robert. The 71-year-old Robert died last week at a New York City hospital. Robert Trump became a fierce defender of his older brother in recent years, including against his niece Mary, after a scathing book that she wrote about the Trump family. It was the first time a president has held a funeral for a family member at the White House in nearly a century. About 150 people were invited to the memorial. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.